What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Father, we thank you. How many of you know the Lord has done great things? He has done it. He has done great things. And if you see it, you will rejoice. Because he has done it. No, I say he has done it. I'm not looking forward to what he can do. I am rejoicing in what he has done. This is the assurance of faith. Faith is assurance. Is that peace in your heart? That rest. You know, when Reverend was teaching yesterday on faith, he said something that was very important, very powerful, that struck a chord in my heart. Amen. That's what I'll be all singing this morning. Rest. If you say you are in faith and you are still checking to see, amen, your faith is weak. So by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. Your faith is still staggering. You know why? Faith is of the heart. Faith is when your heart have accepted it. Are you getting me? And you have found rest in your heart. It is settled. Listen, once it is settled here, you will not care anything that is happening around. The only labor of the believer in the New Testament is to labor to enter into that rest, and it's a labor of God's word. That's why you have to keep looking into God's word until everything around you fade. Am I talking to somebody? And you don't care. When you don't care the doctor's report, am I talking to somebody? You don't care the financial balance. Pastor, when you don't care how many people are in church, you have already seen the seats filled. You have seen this. So you are not saying, why now? Why? If you are still asking those questions, get back into God's word. Stay with God's word. Are you with me? Until you are unperturbed. You are not bothered. Joel 2 says, rejoice, O ye land, and be glad. For the Lord has done great things. While Jericho was still securely shut up because of the children of Israel, he said, see, I have given it to you. Its king and its mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? I pray you got it. You know that place of focus, you don't care, is God's word. You know that as surely as Jesus died, was buried and resurrected, that is how sure the image of faith is in your heart. You are too certain for anybody to convince you otherwise. Do I have such people here this morning? See, it is faith that makes you live here rejoicing, and people are wondering, does he still know that his house rent is there? Amen. It's faith that leaves you the way you are entering your house. If you enter your house duller than you left, you are not in faith. See, when you are transformed through the word of God and faith has come into your heart, it will show even your countenance. The fashion of your countenance will be altered. Somebody can tell that he has struck something. The first thing God wants to plant in your heart is what? He wants his word to so fully fill you. You're so full of it, you don't care. Thank you, sir. Tell anyone, I truly don't care. Amen. I see the people. I see the money. I see the healing. My vision has become only what the word of God says. Amen. You live here saying, I think only in one direction. Success, abundance, increase. You're sitting with someone, they are having a conversation with you, and it's alien. Amen. We're somewhere not too long, and somebody said, how do we handle church members who are like this, like that? I said, we don't have such church members. Someone say, why? Because I've set my face like a flint. I've set my face like a flint. Can I talk to you? Someone say, how do you handle troublesome church members? It's because you are seeing them. But if you see them standing strong, walking in the word, they will line up with what you see. You have received rest in your heart. The only contingency plan in God's word is focus. You stay with the same thing you have been seeing. It's plan A. Plan A is plan A. Plan B is plan A. Plan C is plan A. Plan D is plan A. You have only one plan. Hallelujah. Before I welcome Rev up, praise God, because this morning is special. No, I didn't hear. This morning is special. It's unique. It's an in fact, today is special. Today is Reverend Day. So you're going to be hearing him. Hallelujah. Because he's taking both sessions. So it's an extended session. It's an extended session. He's teaching throughout. Amen. See, if there is a picture in your heart, I say it again, don't throw it away. Are you hearing me? If there is something your heart yearns for, that every time you look into God's word, that's what you see. Don't throw it away. Stay with it. And don't be distracted. Stay with it. Stay with it. Before this conference ends, I'm going to share some things with you about faith. Faith is not the process. Faith is the substance. Faith is not what you go through. You know, the picture of faith is you are enduring, you are in faith. Faith is that process that I must go through. I have to go through. Then eventually, after I have gone through it, it might sometimes take 2 weeks. Sometimes it might take 4 weeks. Other times it might take 4 months, 4 years or 40 years. When I've gone through the process, I will finally lay hold. Faith is not a process. Faith is the substance. It is what you rejoice in. If you are still relegating your celebrations to the future, you are not fully in faith. You know, if you are still saying that one day we will be rejoicing, that means you are going through a process. But faith is a substance. That means it's tangible. Have you ever been hungry? Somebody described food for you, you can taste it. You can smell it. No, no, if you've been there, let me say another. They were talking. By the time the person was done talking about, you could see it. You know, sometimes I feel the communion doesn't produce results in people's lives. They are not taking it in faith. They are still taking wafers. They are still taking Ribena. Amen. But when you begin to drink that element and you can perceive salt, it tastes like your senses begin to resonate with the experience. It's substance, it's real. Amen. Father, we give you praise. So there is rest. There is rest. Hallelujah. No, no, no. I was so blessed yesterday. Don't think about it. Only poor people think about money. It's the poor that is always thinking, where will I get money? Where will I get money? How much? Those are the poor man's constant thoughts and words. How much? Eh? Huh? Always thinking money. Rich people always thinking influence. Thinking the next place. Thinking the next phase. Allow money consume your thought. Use it. It will catch up with whatever you are seeing. It follows what you see. It follows what you carry. Thank you, Lord.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.